Lesson 64. Late. Straw. Jenny. Snorted. Templar. Aunt. Rogue. Report. Grazing. Directly. Ditch. Acted. Service. Suppose. Caressed. Hired. Erect. Pricked. Moment. Groceries. Jenny's call.
It's of no use, Mrs. Templar. I have been trying the greater part of an hour to catch that rogue of a horse. She won't be caught.
Such was the report the hired man brought in to Mrs. Templar one pleasant May morning when she had been planning a ride. I suppose it cannot be helped, but I wanted her very much, she said, as she turned away.
What was it you wanted, Mother?
Asked Jenny Templar, a bright brown-haired, brown-eyed girl of 12 who had just come into the room.
Fanny, said the mother, it is such a beautiful morning. I meant to drive down to the village, get some groceries, then call for your Aunt Anne, have a nice ride up the river road, and bring her home to dinner. But Father is away for all day, and the men have been trying nearly an hour to catch Fanny. One of the men says she can't be caught.
Maybe she can't by him, said Jenny with a merry laugh. But get ready, Mother. You shall go if you like. I'll catch Fanny, and harness her too.
Why, my child, they say she jumped the ditch 3 or 4 times and acted like a wild creature. You'll only be late at school and tire yourself for nothing.
It won't take me long, Mother. Fanny will come to me, said Jenny cheerily.
She put on her wide straw hat and was off in a moment down the hill to the field where the horse was grazing. The moment Fanny heard the rustle of Jenny's dress, she pricked up her ears, snorted, and with head erect, seemed ready to bound away again.
Fanny! Oh, Fanny! Called Jenny,
and the beautiful creature turned her head. That gentle tone she well knew, and, glad to see her friend, she came directly to the fence and rubbed her head on the girl's shoulder. As soon as the gate was opened, she followed Jenny to the barn. The men had treated her roughly, and she remembered it, but she knew and loved the voice that was always kind, and the hand that often fed and caressed her. She gave love for love, and willing service for kindness.